28747. Be a part of Mauer Mania Saturday, August 3rd.
Coming up on 920. Sun is shining like July, 74 degrees where we're at right now. I love this segment, and I hate this segment because I only get to do it once a year. Talk with Sean McCann in studio with us. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. It's so great to be back. It's always a pleasure to be here every July.
You're one of my favorite artists, you know.
Well, I appreciate
that.
There's
my brother, Pat, and then there's you.
Yeah,
and
you really need to expand your knowledge, because you need more than two in your life.
Well, you've had a whirlwind year, and every year it's fun just catching up with you and seeing what you've been up to. What's the past year brought you, Sean?
It's been absolutely amazing. It's always fun to see where the art's going to take oneself and, you know, all the artists that I work with and stuff. I decided to be crazy and opened up a brick and mortar gallery in the Twin Cities, which I absolutely love. And also there's all the, you know, business side of things that have to take care of.
Congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you. So that's been really exciting, and having a physical space that, you know, is kind of like a 3D arts experience museum where you can pose and interact with this kind of stuff permanently. But then it's just been so many other amazing events and people that I've been able to work with and companies. And it's been another great year of being creative and making a mess wherever I can, and just continuing to chase this wild dream of being an artist.
You make beautiful messes everywhere you go. Let's double back to the studio. Is it just you in this, or do you have partners, or are there other people involved in the studio in the Twin Cities?
It's just myself.
Okay.
The name of it's Canvas Convergence, and it's in St. Louis Park in the West End. And so, but a lot of the artists that have helped with the gallery, with helping paint some of the murals and interactive pieces, they're also the artists that are at the chalk festivals and doing that kind of stuff. And so, and then now we've also got like art by local artisans and stuff like that for sale. And so it's really been a lot of fun. It's been a collaborative effort with a lot of different artists that I interact with anyways.
Yeah.
And so, but just having a physical space that we can kind of call home. And right now the back of the gallery is a mess because of all the things that are being created and being sent down to New Orleans and stuff like that for a big event coming up. And so it doubles as a kind of a workspace and then a mm-hmm. gallery and this kind of 3D art museum. So.
Holy smokes. So getting this up and running, plus all the work that you do, like you say, out on the streets, you've had a busy, busy year.
Yeah, but it's been amazing. It's mm-hmm. it's one of those things that, you know, having these chalk festivals is so enlivening, and it's something that, you know, it is the soul of what we do.
Right.
And as street artists, coming into different communities and coming home to different places is so wonderful. The amount of artists that consider this place home because of the people they've gotten to meet and know over the years, and it's like they're so excited. And, you know, even to the point of they're like, are we going to get those, you know, Scotch rhubarb and things like that, because they're so used to, you know, just the hospitality that they get sure. when they come back to places like here in Wapton.
How does it make you feel going through the two town? Your artwork is everywhere. I mean, you have got the greatest footprint here, and all of your stuff is absolutely stunning. How does it make you feel when you're going through the Twin Towns and you see your artwork everywhere?
It's really fun. It's something that it's such an honor to be able to have my art represented and on the walls. And it's something that, you know, every time that I get that opportunity to do that, whether it's here or elsewhere, it is truly an honor to have work on in a community. Mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, we don't take it lightly. And mm-hmm. it's something that, you know, there are so many amazing artists out there. And so it's something that we just continue to push forward. And there's going to be some more things that will be coming up. And, you know, you just keep going with the next one and
sure.
and have fun with it.
Let's move on to Chalkfest. I could talk to you all day, but we got to get down to business. Chalkfest happening this weekend. How many artists, like ballpark, are going to be showing up for this?
We've got 17 artists, and we've got them from all over the country. We've got artists from California, from Florida, from Missouri. And so it's something that, you know, we're going to have an amazing mix of the 3D art that people love to pose with and interact with,
right.
and the 2D art, and, of course, the famous mandala that Sandy always does that people can join in color. We've got tons of amateur and student artists that are joining in this year, and it's just so great to see how that side of it has grown, because to see artists like Riley Slovecki, who lives in town here, that has taken that next step and is now traveling and doing things, and just all of these other artists that have taken a hold of learning to do better and wanting to do what we do on a daily basis, and seeing that progress in their work and how much better they get year after year, and now starting to see some of them travel with us. So
yeah, absolutely. Did you come up with the idea for the color run? I think Katie was telling me that you sort of introduced that or said, hey, we should make this part of it. Well, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Well, it was one of those things that was on my mind. Was thinking about it last year with our fifth anniversary. It would have been fun to do the 5K for the fifth anniversary. But, you know, logistically, it's a whole nother animal that you have to, like, you know, figure out and get working and stuff like that. And my classmate Jake Krohn is the one who's helping organize and do all of that. And he does that for a lot of communities.
Okay.
And so I believe last year it was just there were too many other things going on and stuff. But he's been huge in making that happen this year, along with Katie and everybody else who has worked to make that. And, you know, somehow I got roped into to doing it. Yeah. And I haven't done it yet. That's tomorrow. So I'm still looking for somebody to push me in a wheelbarrow while I drink a margarita, but after chalking all day for 12 hours and then having the 5K, it'll be interesting, but it'll be probably more of a wobble walk versus a run for myself. But.
Well, and again, 12 hours of chalking, that's got to be exhausting for you. I mean, by the end of this thing, you must be just totally wiped out.
Yeah, for the most part, but the energy that everybody brings to the festivals are amazing, and just talking to people and you know, having that conversation like you just left off, you know, talked to them yesterday, but it's been a whole year.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, the artists, even though they're going to be working all day, there actually were two more signups of artists who are signing up for the 5K. So I think we're up to like six or seven of the artists that are actually going to do the 5K as well. And so you'll probably recognize us because we'll be pre-colored and we'll have paint all over us already, chalk all over us. Yeah. But, you know, it just really is that kind of camaraderie and just that community vibe that it all brings. And it just adds another fun essence to such an amazing festival.
Do you want to tip your hand as to what you're going to be doing, or are you going to keep us in suspense?
I mean, it is going to be pretty magical. It's going to be one of those things that I think, you know, you're going to sit there and wonder how this creature has the ability to make such wonderment happen. I don't want to say too much, but yeah. You know, there might be, you know, a magical wand involved or something like that.
Okay,
so I'll whip out something with that magical wand.
We'll just leave it at that, because yeah. I don't want, you know, we don't want to play a spoiler here. And then this is going on tomorrow, and you wrap up Sunday, correct?
Yes. Okay. So it'll be 10 to 5 both days, and we'll finish up on Sunday with the pieces. But Saturday, I always love to encourage people to come down, because it's really amazing and fascinating to see how artists work differently. Mm-hmm. And you don't get to see artists work typically, because they're in their studio creating paintings, they put them in the galleries, and you don't see the process.
Right.
And so I think Saturday is just as exciting as seeing the finished pieces, because you get to see those come to life. And there's so many other things. It's like record number of vendors that we're going to have down there, and just all the different things. I believe there's a splash pad that's being added this year because of the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice artists, you know, lounging over there, then, you know, just tell them to get back to work.
That's what's going on. Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, you know, really trying to celebrate the community that's here, and, you know, really enjoy the whole weekend and just have fun with it and come and say hi and you know, see the magic that's created.
Sean, my friend, you are an incredible talent. It is so great to get you in here once a year and to be able to talk. I'm going to be out there checking everything out this weekend too, because I just look forward to this time every single year. But I know you're busy. I'll let you get back to it. But thank you for stopping in this morning.
Well, it's always an honor to be here and really appreciate it. So.
You bet. Sean McCann, we're talking Chalk Fest. It happens tomorrow and Sunday right here in Wapton. It's 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, I visited with Endon Director and State Climatologist Daryl Richeson.